following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hello there, Refuge family. It's Mike Rogers once again with Refuge Daily Devotional, and I wanted to share with you today about words, language and words. They're so important, as I'm sure you would agree. Thinking about certain words has always been interesting to me. Looking them up in dictionaries, encyclopedias, those kind of things, trying to dig to the root of some of those words, and the many ways that they're used. That's always of interest to me. Sometimes in different eras, being used in different ways, sometimes by different cultures, also by different people groups, they'll use them in different ways. Certain words will be used, the same word will be used very differently in different cultures and people groups. One of the words that comes to mind right off the bat is the word blessing, and you probably have thought about this a number of times before and heard it spoken. You know, in some circles, you probably would never hear the word blessing, or certainly wouldn't hear it very often, and the way that it's used. But in some circles, some people that you might be around would use that word quite often, with even different meanings. Oftentimes, that can be the case. So maybe take some time yourself today and dig that up. Take a look at how often and how many places the word blessing is used, and in different ways. Just something of interest, perhaps. Even as Christians, we kind of have our own language in some circles or areas where Christians might have. I've often heard it referred to as Christianese, words that they use that you're not normally going to be using around non-believing people, meaning those who haven't accepted Jesus Christ. That's kind of interesting to me too. I find myself even doing that with the word blessing in some cases, and as well as other words. That word blessing is often when a Christian uses it, is often talking about the favor of God or some gift, something that's good. Oftentimes, another word that I like is the word walk, and thinking about that today a lot. It's another word that you'll often hear when others talk about it. They may even be talking about their stroll on the beach that day. When a Christian talks about the word walk, because we read it in God's word, and the definition of it has a different meaning depending on where you're reading it, I think it's significant, and it's also interesting. In our case, as a Christian, we're talking about our walk is our life behavior and how it lines up with Christ. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5, the title on my Bible says to walk in love. In verse 1 of chapter 5, it says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." And a little bit further ahead in Ephesians, still in chapter 5, verse 8 through 10, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Find out what is acceptable to the Lord." And so that word walk, I think, is significant. I also like a verse that, if you look right behind me there, that blue painting up there is my grandchild and my and handprints that with reference to Micah 6:8 in Micah 6:8 it says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That word walk, once again, a very special word in this case. Anyway, that kind of reminds me of a song. Words oftentimes do, and I'm going to pull out my little ukulele here, and here's one of my favorites. And the author is unknown, at least in the book that I have of this song. It's called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Let's see if you remember this one.
Just a closer walk with Thee, granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let me walk close to Thee. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? None but Thee.
Bless you and keep you, and may you walk in His light daily. This is Michael Rogers signing out. Have a great day, a blessed day, a blessing.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.